Greetings and welcome to Community Connections on LCC Connect. I'm your host, Bo Garcia, Dean of the Community Education Workforce Development Division at Lansing Community College. Community Connections is a space where we explore economic, business, and community development and discuss how these issues impact our quality of life and standard of living. Today, we'll be interviewing a dear friend and special guest, Jeff Benson. Jeff is president and CEO of Case Credit Union. Case is a $400 million financial institution serving over 45,000 members. And Case was recently named Michigan Credit Union of the Year by the Michigan Credit Union League. Extremely well done, Jeff. Now, before we get started, just a little bit about Jeff. Jeff is a frequent speaker at various local, regional, and national conferences. He's received numerous awards and been listed in several publications of Who's Who in America. Jeff earned his bachelor's degree in accounting at Michigan State University and subsequently earned his CPA certification. He also received his MBA from Michigan State University. Finally, Jeff serves as a board member and or officer on several boards, including Sparrow Health Systems, a Mayo Clinic affiliate, Capital Region Community Foundation, the National Children's Center in Washington, D.C., and is CFO and trustee at Second Ebenezer Church. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Bo.
Now, Jeff, would you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Oh, I sure will. First, I'm happy to be on the program today. I was born and raised here in Lansing, Michigan, actually just about five or six blocks from the LCC campus, so very familiar with LCC. I've got six brothers and sisters. I attended Everett High School. I'm a Viking. From there, I went to MSU, where I received my bachelor's degree in accounting, and I went straight to work, and then I, 25 years later, I decided to go back and get my MBA, so I did the executive MBA program at MSU and received my MBA then. So as far as my work history, it took a little turn as I was doing. When I was in college, I did a couple internships at a couple local banks here in town as a collector, and I saw that I had a interest in financial institutions, so my whole career has stayed in there. Once I graduated from MSU with my bachelor's degree, I went to Ernst & Winnie. Now it's Ernst & Young because I wanted to be a certified public accountant.
Excellent.
So I went there. They had an office here in Lansing, Michigan, so I went there and stayed there until I became a senior accountant. Once I did that, I was recruited out of there to go down to Ann Arbor to work for Great Lakes Savings Bank. It was a big savings and loans bank at the time as a kind of an audit supervisor. I was down there for a year. Then I came back up to East Lansing to work for MSU FCU, Michigan State University Federal Credit Union, where I was there for about almost 22 years. I started their internal audit area. Then I became the CFO, and then I became the COO. So I worked almost in every single area of a credit union, prepping me for to be a CEO. And here comes along Case Credit Union here in Lansing, where they hired me as the CEO. What are the chances of getting a CEO position in the city that you grew up in and live in?
That's fantastic.
Just incredible. So that's a little bit about me and my journey.
Wow, that is fantastic financial institutional experience. That's tremendous. Jeff, tell us a little bit about Case Credit Union specifically.
Oh, I'll be happy to. actually, this year, we are celebrating our 86th anniversary. Here we were founded right here in Lansing 86 years ago. We were actually, it was a group of teachers that founded Case Credit Union. At the time, it was called Lansing Teachers Credit Union, okay? And then they expanded and they changed the name to Capital Area School Employees Credit Union because they added more school districts than just the Lansing School District. And then from then, they just took off all of the letters of the word and just used CASE, C-A-S-E. And we serve the whole Lower Peninsula of Michigan. Like you said before, we're nearly $400 million in assets, over 45,000 members. We have about 120 staff team members on staff. We have an entire suite of products for individuals, organizations, and businesses. We have five branches in the greater Lansing area. Actually, one of them is right here in the Gannon Building on campus.
Right on.
We We were voted, as you mentioned, the Outstanding Credit Union of the Year, and actually with from the MCUL, and we received that same award from the Michigan Bankers Association in 2021. Just incredible. Yeah. For the MCUL, that was our 10th year consecutive year of receiving different honors and awards from them. So we're really, really proud of that. Our mission to assist members and employees to achieve financial success through service that is superior, convenient, and easy to use is what we live by, stand for, and how we've grown.
Excellent. Well, that's a key to success right there. And it's so genuine. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I've had tremendous experience with Case Credit in the past, and it is just, it's extraordinary. It truly, truly
Thank
is.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, Jeff, you brought up a good point earlier. You've had so much experience in working with traditional lending institutions. Can you tell us a little bit about the difference between a bank and a credit union?
Yeah. There's one real significant difference, okay? We both provide financial services, so that's the same. So the commodity part is the same. But banks are more for profit. So they're more profit-driven because they're owned by shareholders. Mm-hmm. People invest in banks, and obviously they want to profit. On the flip side, with credit unions are not for profit. Mm-hmm. Okay, they're owned by the individual members. Mm-hmm. Every time a member joins, they deposit $5, and that's their membership fee. And they become an equal member like everyone else. Mm-hmm. So that's we're focused on more service, especially to the individual. Even though we do organizations and businesses, where banks are more profit driven. So,
okay, thank you. And what's that mean for like a community, that kind of real local focus?
You know, in my opinion, it means that anyone can be a credit union member, okay? Mm-hmm. No matter what their financial situation is, they can obtain financial services that will help them be successful. It's a little bit more difficult in a bank because they're more profit-driven, so fees are higher, rates are a little higher, and they focus more on businesses. Mm-hmm. They do take care of individuals, but they focus more on businesses. But really, we like to serve everyone in the community.
Mm-hmm. Great. And, you know, in relation to that, Jeff, Case has a Community Development Financial Institution, or what's called CDFI designation. Now, what is that, and why is that important to Case and our community?
Okay, so what a Community Development Financial Institution is, which is a mouthful, CDFI, these institutions provide financial services to low-income communities mm-hmm. and to people who lack access to banking and to financing. Mm-hmm. So, like I said previously, we like to help everyone, so mm-hmm. we became a CDFI. It empowers low-income and underserved individuals and communities to enter the financial mainstream.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That is exceptional. Now, Jeff, you know, we've heard much about PPP throughout COVID, you know. How was Case involved in the payment protection program in relation to supporting our community?
Case originated nearly 100 PPP loans wow. to mainly small businesses, you know, preventing them from laying off staff or even shutting down. Wow. I think we ended up calculating that it probably saved at least a couple hundred jobs of people. And they still had food for their families and had income and everything. So that was awesome. Mm. We offered other things that we did during this pandemic to help our members mm-hmm. were we offered relief in the form of postponing loan payments mm-hmm. if they were having struggling to make loan payments. We normally charge a fee for that. We took the fee away Beautiful. The whole time during the pandemic Beautiful. To just to help the members out. We reduced a lot of other fees too to help members out during this time. We ran loan rate specials. We granted all kind of extensions. Mm-hmm. For any circumstance, because a lot of people were going through a lot of tough times during this pandemic, and we wanted to make sure that they didn't have to worry financially about how am I going to make the loan payment? How mm-hmm. am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? Their credit union was here to help them. Mm. Case was here to help them. So so we helped out a lot of our members, and they were very, very appreciative. And we felt very good about being able to do that.
Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful. You know, Jeff, that's the kind of impact that just leaves a really a a good mark on a community. Mm-hmm. Jeff, is there anything that you'd like to add in addition to anything you've talked about today so far?
You know, just I would like to reemphasize that we, our goal is to help everyone. You've heard me say that several times as far as a financial institution. Whether you're challenged or not, you can come to Case Credit Union and we will help anyone. We want to make sure that everyone has financial success in whatever they want to do. They may want to get a new home. They may want to get a new car. They may just want to go on a nice vacation and need a little extra spending money. We want to be there for them. And even if someone's challenged, we want to make sure that we can help them rebuild their credit so that they can get into financial mainstream and pay regular loan rates and stuff. Even individuals that are challenged, we still have good competitive rates that they can't find anywhere else to help mm-hmm. them clean up their credit so that they can enjoy the low loan rates and higher deposit rates that everyone else can. But so we just want to be here for the community to help the community.
You know, I tell you, Jeff, during times like this where there's so much change in the air and unpredictability mm-hmm. and it's so challenging for so many people. You know, it is so good that there are organizations like Case out there that can take the scariness, for lack of a better word, out of working with traditional lending institutions to help folks kind of get through what it is they need to get through. And as you said before, you know, certainly the instruments that are in place to help folks exist across the community, but I think it's also that very organic, sincere mission that you have at Case that is reflected in the service to its members. And I just want to credit you with that. As I said before, as a member myself and someone who has had direct experience with your team, I can tell you that it is a top-notch experience straight across the board. So thank you very much for that. I just want to thank our guest today, Jeff Benson, President and CEO of Case Credit Union, for joining us today. Jeff, tremendous. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, this has been your host, Bo Garcia. Thank you for the pleasure and privilege of your time. You can listen to LCC Connect programming on 89.7 FM Saturdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 6 p.m. Thanks again and have a tremendous day.